What if everything you've been taught about success is backwards? For over a century, a systematic approach to harnessing mental power has quietly influenced some of history's most successful individuals. This isn't about wishful thinking or mystical mumbo jumbo. It's about understanding a precise principle. Your thoughts are the architects of your reality. Every condition you experience began as a mental pattern, and by mastering these patterns, you gain access to unlimited creative power. The question isn't whether this works, it's whether you're willing to do the mental labor required to prove it to yourself. Your consciousness functions as a radio receiver, tuning into the universal mind, an infinite field of intelligence pervading all existence. Your individual mind connects to it through your subconscious. This relationship operates as tangibly as your internet connection, though far more powerful. Your conscious mind acts as gatekeeper, using reasoning and discrimination to select which thoughts impress upon your subconscious, which then connects to universal intelligence. Constructive thinking aligns you with creative power, magnetizing corresponding people, circumstances, and resources. A career seeker vividly visualizing their ideal role, workspace details, daily activities, colleague interactions, creates a blueprint their subconscious manifests. This operates with mathematical precision, like a seed consistently producing its corresponding plant. The foundational practice: sit completely still for 15 to 30 minutes daily, controlling every involuntary movement, muscle twitch, and facial expression. Mastery of thought requires first mastering a physical vehicle. Only when you quiet the body can you truly direct the mind. This physical discipline creates the foundation for mental discipline, strengthening your connection to infinite intelligence and manifesting as enhanced intuition and clearer thinking. The solar plexus, your body's largest nerve center, is where universal power becomes individualized within you. Like a radiant sun at your center, it generates magnetic energy, health, and vitality when functioning properly. Fear is its arch enemy, constricting this radiation and limiting your access to power. Recognizing your connection to this power center dissolves fear. Your mental attitude determines your experience. Expect nothing, receive nothing. Demand much, receive more. This explains why some effortlessly attract success while others struggle. Those who understand this principle maintain mental attitudes of abundance and expectation. State what you desire, not how to obtain it. The universal works through you to manifest your thoughts, a scientific process like planting a seed and allowing natural forces to grow it. You don't need to understand the transformation, just provide the right conditions. Optimistic people maintain positivity during challenges because they intuitively understand that mental attitude creates experience, not the other way around. By maintaining positive expectations, they activate the solar plexus's power to attract corresponding conditions. Most people chase effects rather than address causes. They see disease and seek medicine instead of addressing the mental state that created illness. They see poverty and chase money instead of developing the consciousness that attracts abundance. They observe discord and try changing others instead of adjusting their own mental attitude. True mastery reverses this process. All power originates in the world within. The I within you is part of the infinite I, universal energy itself. This reveals the secret of creative power. Mastery isn't about self-denial, but gaining power through service. The more you give, the more you receive. To access this power, quiet your senses, seek inspiration, and focus inward on your unity with omnipotence. Mental strength develops through exercise, thinking something repeatedly until it becomes automatic. After physically relaxing, mentally release all adverse conditions: hatred, anger, worry, disappointment. Though difficult initially, persistence eliminates these destructive thoughts that germinate into discordant conditions. Each practice strengthens your mental muscles, making this discipline second nature. Over time, you'll maintain constructive thought patterns effortlessly, just as physical exercise makes movements feel natural. true power comes from keeping open the doorways of consciousness to infinite life flowing through you. Those who connect with this inheritance discover tremendous latent abilities, becoming indissolubly connected with omnipotence. This power operates on reciprocity. You cannot receive unless you give. You're a channel through which omnipotent power differentiates into form. If you don't give out, the channel becomes obstructed. This applies universally. Athletes grow stronger by using strength. Financiers make money by using money. Merchants must keep goods moving. Power depends on properly using the power you already possess. When you focus completely on a task, creative solutions appear that wouldn't emerge during distracted thinking. When you give generously of knowledge, skills, or resources, you open yourself to receive abundantly. The most successful people understand this intuitively. They don't hoard power, but express it freely, knowing expression leads to expansion. They focus attention completely on objectives, developing concentration that enables them to see opportunities others miss. Attention works like a magnifying glass, focusing sunlight. Scattered, it produces no effect. Concentrated, nothing becomes impossible. Thought contains vital creative principle that combines with similar thoughts and manifests in your character, health, and circumstances. While you freely choose thoughts, their results are governed by immutable law. Your predominant mental attitude, not occasional positive thoughts, determines what you attract. The law of attraction operates with mathematical precision. Since you're a complete thought entity, you can only receive as you give. Mental vibrations respond only to vibratory harmony. Thoughts of abundance attract abundance, as affluence within attracts affluence without. Notice how this operates in relationships. People with similar thoughts naturally gravitate toward each other. Optimistic thinkers attract like-minded individuals, while those dominated by fear find themselves surrounded by people reinforcing these patterns. Frederick Andrews' story illustrates this powerfully. Initially wheelchair-bound with a supposedly incurable spinal condition, he spent hours daily affirming perfect health. Through persistent mental practice and unwavering faith, he gradually regained mobility, eventually walking normally. His case demonstrates how we build ourselves through thoughts, proving physical conditions follow mental patterns. We've forgotten the most powerful creative force, disciplined thought. Your mind isn't just a tool for navigating reality. It's the instrument through which reality takes form. Every condition in your life began as a thought pattern, and by mastering these patterns, you access unlimited creative potential. This isn't about positive thinking tricks. It's about recognizing your fundamental nature as a thinking center connected to universal mind. The practice is simple but demanding. Daily stillness, focused concentration, constructive thinking, and persistent visualization of your ideals. Service becomes your path. The more you give, the more channels open to receive. Your present circumstances reflect your past thinking. Your future depends on thoughts you choose today. Will you continue unconsciously creating through habitual patterns, or will you consciously direct your mental power toward deliberate creation? The master key isn't hidden. It's been within you all along, waiting for use. The only question is whether you're willing to do the mental work required. Because once you do, you'll discover what successful people throughout history have known. You are not a powerless victim of circumstances, but a powerful creator of them.